Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is Tracy Mahan, my co-host.
Hello.
Well, I love her little queen wave. Yeah, woohoo! And our moderator is Tiffany, also my daughter. So,
Hello.
like last show, someone was saying, oh, I didn't know Tiffany was your daughter. So, anyway.
True. Yes, we need to make that more known. And she's my pseudo daughter. So
Yes,
that's right.
absolutely.
And
So,
I have to raise my hand again. It was my fault that we were not live last week because I was in South Dakota for
were
the
you?
Smart Knowledge Conference.
How
And
was
it was pretty amazing because I don't even know how to really describe. I don't think I could do anything to do the conference justice. But they had multiple speakers, and you get to sit through all of the speakers. Like sometimes you go to a conference and it's like these six speakers are going at the same time, you got to pick one. We sit there and listen to all the speakers. We got to learn about Hawaiian culture, native culture. We learned about water. We learned about, oh man, we even learned about like the Peregrine falcon and the egrets, and like there was just so many different speakers about so many different things. And like I said, I can't do it justice because there's no way to remember everything, but we got to do breath work. We got to do Erica led everybody in the Dolores Cannon group regression, and so many people were having experiences with that. When I did the breath work, I went into this what I would call like a lava tube with like a glowing liquid around me, kind of like lava, thicker like lava, but it wasn't red. It was like a blue glowing or indigo glowing liquid. And it's like any of the cracks in the lava tube were filled with that. So I'm just shooting down this tube, knowing I'm going into the inner earth. And I was like, see, you guys, you don't need drugs for psychedelic experiences because I'm going down this tube. And then I'm like, where are you taking me? And they're like, inner earth. I said, who's taking me? And then I was seeing like these little mushroom people. I'm telling you, it was a psychedelic experience. They were like these little mushroom beings. And then I could see like the roots of the trees and all these different things. And they said, you will know us because you can see us in everything. And then it went on to do something else. And so, anyways, I was like, nope, I don't need drugs. I mean, if I can have an experience like that just from breathing. So, anyways, we had a great time. So we had practitioners there. So Erica Middlemiss, she did the journey work, and then she also talked about the power of water and stuff like that. And she had a really cool lecture on that. And then Monica was there, Monica Dunn. She was doing some vocal things where at one point I had to kind of do this, peak a little, because her voice made a sound that was like a didgeridoo in its bass. And it's like, if you guys know Monica, she's not a very big person. She's this, and here comes this big sound. And I'm like, she got an instrument. I didn't see her pack in. It was her voice, and it was amazing. And one of the gals there had an experience with Monica where when she was doing that, it brought her to a memory of a lifetime as one of the Mu people. And so that was pretty exciting, and the whale calls and all the different things. So people were just having some really cool experiences. They did a sweat lodge for a group of us, which I did not go into. I was smart enough to know this girl is not going to do well in there. So I did the kind of got to do the ceremonial things with them before they went in, but then I sat outside for the part where it got hot.
Don't want
So
to
anyways, I know we got some announcements of what we would like people to do. Some of the ones that are already
They already know.
familiar,
Come on in.
they're going for
Tell
it.
us where you're from. Light up your part of the grid. That's what that's about. And also, it tells all of us that we're not alone. We're all shining our
Not
light. So
alone.
do your thing. We're not alone. And
Yeah.
Tracy, what do you want them to do?
You guys, we want to hear your questions. We want to know what you want to know, and then we'll tap into them. And the way that you get those qu questions read is you got to put Tiffany's name in capital letters. Big Tiffany. And for those of you who know us, put Goddess Tiffany, Tiffany in the sky, Butterfly Tiffany, you put something fancy with it. Fancy her name up. And we'll never stop being funny when she does that. And that way, Tiffany knows that you're not just in there chatting with all the others and having a great conversation, but that you actually have a question. That's how you get her attention, emojis and flashy things. And then just ask your question. She'll read it to us and we'll get it on there. Now, if you were watching on my Facebook page, mine, for some reason, the questions don't make it to Tiffany. So you got to either go to one of the other pages where it's playing live or go to my YouTube page. And YouTube page for Tracy Mahan. There you go. And then you can comment there and they'll get through. But if you're on my Facebook page, we don't know why, but that doesn't get through. So, and if you are
Facebook not like
posting,
you.
I don't know. But if you are on Facebook, please open up whatever version of this you're watching, open it up in its full version when you're commenting. So that way we're sure to get it. I think I covered it.
Think so.
Okay. So, haven't talked to you for a
I
little
know.
while.
You've been traveling.
I got to travel. Oh my gosh, you guys, Sioux Falls. That's where we flew into. And we the falls is right in the middle of town. And so we went over there and we took our shoes off and we were walking around on the rocks around Sioux Falls. And it was so grounding. I can't even imagine what that place must have been like when before they built a city around it. But the energy over there is fantastic.
I'm trying to think where Sioux Falls is, but you know what else is in South Dakota? Because we've been looking at this, trying to, see if there's a way to work a retreat around it. But I'm not sure how close you were to it.
Are we talking about the monument, the
Devil's Tower,
Devil's Tower? Yeah. What
I
else?
really want
Like,
to go see that at some point.
I know, right?
So how I think you're a ways away from it, though, if I
I think we
recall.
were too, because I would have wanted to go see that because I think it looks like a big giant tree stump.
Yeah, I mean that's where they made Close Encounters of the Third Kind. And it's like
Was it that I was doing the Close Encounters of the Third Kind music and they're like, what is that from? I'm like, how do you not know? Oh, we did Skywatch.
oh, cool. Don't you know it, but that'd be great at Devil's Tower.
Oh, stop it. Yeah, we were seeing flashing lights. We were seeing, of course, movement in the sky. And then I was getting this message that they were laughing at us because we're all looking up and they're down on the ground all around us. And next thing we know, Aaron gets out his monochord, which is it's kind of like a harp looking thing, only flatter. Some people probably know what a monochord is, but it's like a lot of strings and it lays flat and he
But
plays
mono means one.
it. Don't question.
Like, how does that make any sense? A lot of, I think if you're going to say one string to make one
A lot of
chord.
strings. So I don't know, maybe I'm saying it wrong. But he starts playing that out there, right? And getting this tone going, this vibration going out there. And all of a sudden we are getting so freaking goofy. And we're laughing at all the things. And I was like, oh, I get it. Cause we're all looking for the ships, but they're vibrationally showing us we're right here. And you're feeling it, and that's why you're being all goofy and silly. So very successful Star Watch night. We got to be by the Missouri River when we did that, so that was really cool.
Nice.
So it was really a very good event. And
Sounds like him.
thank you, Nikki, for inviting us out to do that. And yeah, hopefully we'll get to do that again. So, all right, I see there's a lot of locations.
Well, good. Thank you, everybody. So, Tiffany, do your thing.
First location, people want to know where you were in South Dakota.
Pickstown, South Dakota. At the casino hotel, which also was fun because I took $5 and put it in one of those little slot machines with the handle, you know, the 777.
Yay, you actually got to pull it.
Yeah. And we're like, oh, you can pull the handle on this one. So I stuck $5 in. I said, let's just all play. And so there was like six or seven of us standing there. We'd each take a turn pulling the arm, and we played on that $5 for like 45 minutes.
Oh, wow.
It was getting goofy. Like even the staff that were working there were coming around because, you know, we were getting pretty excited about a 2 cent win, you know. And so, oh my God, you won 2 cents. Do it again. You know, we're just having the best time. And so yeah, I mean, it was a good event. Pickstown, that's where we were for the event. We were honoring Chief Golden Light Eagle. He had started doing this. They're having the 30-year reunion of him doing these conferences next June. Will be a 30-year reunion. So, and when he passed away, his daughter Nikki is now taking on the challenge of, or the adventure of putting on
Wearing the
the
shoes.
conference. Yeah.
I feel for you, Nikki.
I know so many similarities, you have no idea. I was just going, man, this is almost like being with Julia right now because you guys are going through very similar things. Yeah. So
Yes.
you guys might not know this about Julia, but she doesn't like to be at the center of attention. And neither did Nikki. And I'm like, this is really similar.
Were just kind of
Yeah.
put me. Like in my case, I don't know about Nikki's, but it's like you're working alongside the person and you're up there with them and you know what's going on, you know their whole thing, but then all of a sudden now you're pushed out
Yeah.
front and it's like, where's my
Yeah.
sidekick? You know, where's my or my skirt that I like to hide behind?
Yeah. What happened? What happened? But yeah, so anyways, I just want to thank both of you ladies for carrying on the work of your parents because it's important. The amount of love we all felt at the on that last day, it was one of those events that you just had the hardest time saying goodbye to everybody.
Nice.
And yeah, so you guys are creating that reality for people. You're helping people find like-minded people and their tribe or however you want to label that, their community. And right now that's such a powerful thing to have happening.
Yeah.
So thank you guys.
Well,
Yeah.
thank you. Thank you. Yeah. No, it's, I'm sure it's in her case too. I mean, it's an honor. It really is an honor to carry it on. And
Yeah.
then I'm assuming like it's like you can't not do it. You know, it's like it's a mission feel. There's stuff there that's like, this is why I'm here kind of thing. This is my whole purpose. So this is what
Yeah.
I must be doing. And it's an honor and it's a pleasure.
Exactly. So cool.
Thank
And
you.
we're honored to be connected to it as well.
Well, and it wouldn't be here with you and everybody. I mean, so it takes everybody.
Yeah. Okay. That all from what? Where were you in South
Yeah,
Dakota?
Pittstown. Okay.
I was in Pigstown. The short answer. flew into Sioux Falls and drove to Pickstown, which was a really cool drive. We saw a coyote, we saw pheasants and deer. So of course we're all looking it up. What does all that mean? So
Nice.
okay, Tiffany, come on in and share the rest of everybody's locations.
Okay, we have New York, Georgia, Florida, Washington, another Florida, UK, Poland, Michigan, California,
There's the West. I was like, everybody's east
Missouri,
and here.
North Carolina, Massachusetts, Washington. Switzerland, Australia, Sweden, Colorado, New Zealand, South Dakota,
There you
Norway,
go.
North Dakota, Minnesota, another Missouri, Nova Scotia, Sedona, Phoenix, Alberta, Indianapolis, Belgium,
Ooh.
Iowa,
See, you're visiting
Hawaii.
Hawaii. There we go.
Hawaii's been calling, by the way, ladies.
Indonesia. Oh, hold on.
Amazing.
Bunch coming in. Colorado, Columbia, California, Little Rock. Michigan, Oregon, Guam, Wisconsin. All right.
A Guam?
You guys got in there last minute, squeaking in,
Love
as they
it. Thank
say,
you guys.
sliding in
Thank you.
sideways.
And even if you put in after, like when the show's over, like those of you listening later, it's still you're lighting up your light. You know, that's it's so important. Every time we do that, it strengthens that grid. It just spreads joy all over the world, and it brings us all together because there is no time. It's all in the present now. So do your thing.
Bang it up. Oh, we got a North Dakota in there. Get the Dakota people in here. That's right. All right. So
Super.
now we need your questions, you guys. So come on in and ask your questions, and we will put some mind to it and see what
Yeah,
comes
we don't have
in.
an energy update because our energy was spent today.
This girl was too sleepy.
But we would love some thoughts on what the energy is doing right now. Maybe that, you know, what are you seeing, Tracy?
Well, we know that we were going through some releasing of sorts, and the way I say that makes it sound so easy, doesn't it? Oh, we're just
So easy to
releasing some
release the
things.
stuff. Yeah,
We're just letting them go.
it's like so easy to release, to face it, to do all these things. Oh, just do it, this, and then let it go.
Thing that keeps poking you, you're finally ready to let it go. So now what we should be going into after that last moon cycle is that fresh start, that thing that is filling in that space you just cleared. And so new ideas, new thoughts, and stuff like that. And it does feel more like a forward movement going on right now, like somebody released the dam waters and they're starting to flow again.
I love
So
it when those things, it's like all of a sudden you feel that release and now you can move. It's so obvious now. It's like, oh, something just happened. I feel
yep,
like things are
starting to
starting to go
shift
now.
Exactly.
Nice.
Yeah.
Go do. You let it go and now you can do.
Yeah. So now we're doing, and I think we're always facing the things that are ready to leave in our lives. But I've heard people talking about timeline shifts and having some pretty powerful experiences around being aware they created the timeline shift.
So cool.
And that's pretty incredible. I'm trying to think what else has
I
been.
feel like that's the next phase. You know, we have all these phases that we go through. One is understanding. I mean, first it's being aware that it can be, and then you're getting more involved in that. And then when you become aware that it's happening, you know, it's like when it's happening. So that kind of goes along with acknowledge, accept, you know, allow. See, that's when we're allowing it to happen. And then when we're consciously aware when it happens, that those are all phases that we're working through in our development. And it's really, you know, and it's okay. If you're not noticing these things, it's okay. It doesn't mean anything. It just means, you know, we're all on the same path. We just go at our own pace. So don't worry about, oh, I'm slower or I'm faster. It's none of that. None of that.
It's not
We
a
are
competition, as they say.
no
In
at
fact,
all.
it's best if you get out of worrying about, oh, well, you guys are all already doing all of this, and I'm over here. It's you're doing things we're not doing, and we're doing, we could do the same thing. Oh, wow, you know how to do that. I don't know how to do that. And so really, you're just in the exact spot you need to be for where you're at with this part of your ascension. So yeah, don't worry about it.
What would you
That's
say?
whatever.
Because I see after all the shows, I see all these comments, you know, they come through and they're a little bit out of context because I don't see the posts that they're on. I can, but I just see all the comments. We have a program that allows us to just see everything so at once, and which is really cool because I can scan through them really quickly and be able to get a feel for where everybody is. But there's some out there that are still going, when is everything going to happen? When is the ascension going to happen? They really want these dates and times. And How about you say it once? I feel like I've said it so many times. So maybe if you say it.
Well, it's really important for all of us to remember that we are in this ascension process right now.
Yeah, that's it.
And I
That's
do think that there
right
was a
there.
point where we were looking at when is it going to happen? And now there was a certain tipping point where we're like, oh, we are in it.
It's in it, yeah.
And I think, if you guys really want to be in the rapid ascension process, you have to be in love with your life. Like, you have to understand you are creating your reality, which we talk about here all the time. You're creating that reality. But one of the things that was so powerful for me this weekend was, going into this collective that was filled with people I didn't know. And now when you go and you meet people, you're gonna get to know them and you're gonna form your opinion of that, right? Well, your opinion of that is a reflection of where you are, not where they are and not who they are. They're your mirror. And it was so fun to get in there and start talking to people and be like, oh my God, I just love that person. I just, oh my God, this and this. And I just, didn't meet a stranger and didn't meet a person I didn't like,
I
and
don't
it
think you ever meet a stranger, though, Tracy.
never, never
No.
meet a stranger. And then afterwards on the way home, I was realizing, oh, I must be in a pretty good place with myself right now because I met all of these new people and I really like them. And I
No.
know that some of those people in another version of me, I would have had judgment. And I didn't this time. It was just like, oh my gosh, it didn't matter who they were and da da da. And that side of me that wanted to judge somebody was coming through maybe the first day or so. And I was like, oh, look at them sitting over there, la la la. And then I'm like, well, that's not fair. I
Why are
haven't
you
even
doing
met that person. So then I get over there and meet them, and I'm like,
that?
oh no, they're actually pretty cool. Okay. And so it's really important, I think, for all of us in this ascension process to realize that what we're seeing in other people, places, things, whatever it is, those are reflections of us. Now, here's the bitter truth of all of that. Please don't shut off the show. That includes what you're doing politically. When you're looking at the political things and you're having a hard time with something, there's something going on there for you to look at.
Well, it goes with anything. So anything that you're having
Anything,
a reaction
anything.
to, especially if it's a that kind of knee jerk or any of those things, that's a trigger for you, then that's trying to
That's
show you something.
it is, and it's not a negative thing. That's important for us to know too. It's not bad. And the best thing to do is not judge it. Just go, oh, I'm reacting to that thing.
Yeah, why?
And
What's that triggering? What's that showing
yeah.
me?
And another thing that I was looking at over the last 2 days was, there was a time when it was really big to say things like cut the cords. Does that sound familiar? Cut the cords. Don't cut the cords because that's you rejecting a part of yourself. Oh, cut the cords with that person. They're toxic. No, that person's there showing you something so you can heal it. So if you cut the cords to that, it's like
Well, have
you're
you noticed?
part of yourself.
Did you notice, like, sometimes it was so funny when I used to do that, the cords would come back and they'd all reattach, and it's like, what are they doing back? And I'd get something bigger, and I'd cauterize. I cut them and I cauterize. I'm like, you're sealed, you can't come back, and all these
Yeah.
things. So, yeah.
But if we would have embraced it and said, okay,
What are
this
you trying to
person
show
is
me?
playing a role in my life. What is it that I'm supposed to learn from that? Or even just to let go of your judgment of what they're doing or how they're behaving or how they're reacting to something or what their process is, whatever it is that's going on. If we just let go of our judgment of it and realize that this is something they need in their spiritual path so that they can and they will get there. And guess what? Every single person here has angels and guides and connections to the star councils, and we all have it. So if we trust we have it and that we should be trusting our guidance system, then we need to trust our loved ones'
Yes.
guidance systems too.
Yes.
They are where they need to be. Now, does that mean you don't give them support? No, support them, love on them, give them what they need. But, just like you don't want to be judged, neither do they.
Right.
There's a lot going on there, and this weekend was so powerful for me with that, where I got to see, oh, I shifted somewhere, because going to this event, I think it brought up a little bit of stuff, but it was like this instead of this, you know, and it was like recognizing it and going, oh, I need to shift that. That's my stuff. And doing just a little bit of work on that, and like literally having almost instant gratification with it, because I was like, did I say something to upset that person? Oh, that's my stuff. Went in and cleared it. And then the very next moment when I saw them again, they come running up and hug me. You know, and it's like, oh, okay, that was my stuff. And they were playing their role for me to see it by me feeling rejected or whatever it was that I was feeling when the interaction that they weren't even aware happened, by the way.
Oh
You
yeah,
know,
no,
I'm
they
like, I
won't
took
leave.
it as, oh,
No.
they're avoiding me. And they didn't even realize that happened. And then I shifted myself with that. And then when they saw me, then they came over and hugged me. And it was like, oh, hey, I'm getting good at this. No. Recognizing it, seeing that it was mine, and then shifting it, and then having a whole different
Yeah,
experience.
that's what we want to get good at is that. Just recognizing
Yeah.
it, seeing what it is, what is it teaching me, and then
And then
yeah,
what's the outcome
embrace
of
it.
desire? What do you want to have happen? And
Exactly.
go into the love aspect of that. Like, you know, if you're in conflict with somebody, you're probably in conflict with them because you care about them, because you love them, and that's why it's upsetting you. And so stop for a second, breathe in and say, what is the outcome I truly would want here? I would want this relationship healed. I would want to get us back on track where we were before. And or it's not going to go back to where it was before. I will tell you
No,
that
we've
it will
both
grow.
grown.
It'll grow, and it'll be
Yeah.
something better. So yeah. Anyways, I know that we talked a lot on this, but it was really, I think, a
Oh,
powerful
that's
thing to
good.
talk about.
Absolutely.
But shall we check in with our goddess in the
I think we
sky?
should.
Okay. Tiffy, ding dong.
I have to first apologize to Team Ginger. They have represented Michigan every week, so I want to give a very large shout out to Michigan. Be right back. I'm getting questions. Okay. So, this is from Danny. What is breast cancer caused from or lumps in the breasts, please?
Yes. Okay. So there's two parts to this. It's first of all, cancer in general is suppressed anger. Okay. So that's just right up front. You know that there's anger going on that's been being pushed down for a very, 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 very long time. Very long time. And they probably got many other messages, but they're not listening, and they just keep pushing it down. Opportunities to deal with the anger that is pushing it down. Sometimes it's so suppressed, the person themselves isn't even aware that they're angry. That's how
Yeah.
suppressed it is. Isn't that amazing that
So
it's
accurate.
hidden? Okay, so that's what cancer represents. Now, where it is gives you a clue as to what they're angry about. And in the breasts are for nurturing. That's what a woman nurtures with her breasts. So anything in that area, then it's about nurturing. So many times what this tends to be is either they did not feel nurtured as a child or something missing there, or they've not been able to nurture, you know, now or later and everything. So it kind of depends on which one. Sometimes it's in one or the other, and that will give us a clue. If it's in both, then that's another clue. But that's what it's representing. Now, the best way to get the exact answer is for the person to actually talk to the breasts, talk to the cancer, just actually talk to your body and ask it, what are you trying to tell me? And then you'll get more. But this is a very big clue where they are, you know, all of those. That's what it is about, anger and something to do with nurturing.
Yeah. That was a good question, because I think that's important to remember, that sometimes we don't even know we're angry.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah, you would think an angry person would be aware of it. Not necessarily. You pushed it down. That's why I call it suppressed anger. You
Yeah.
know, and so then it makes me look at people that that are angry and actively express their anger, I look at them so differently. It's like, wow, you learned how to do that because most of us shove it down, don't we? We just, I'm just gonna hold it. I'm just gonna say under my breath and just keep pushing it down. And
I
yeah,
think that's
we.
so powerful for us, so many different things in our culture to teach us that, oh, you don't want to show that side of yourself. So then we don't know how to feel our feelings.
It's we're taught that it's not okay to be angry.
Yeah.
It's not okay to be
And if we
angry. It's
would
not okay to be
address it.
depressed. It's not okay to be sad. It's not
Yeah.
okay, those emotions are not okay. They are okay.
And
They
feelings
are
are meant to
emotional
be
beings.
felt. And if we felt them when we originally at the origins spot of feeling them, that it would be this big. But instead, it keeps growing and growing. And then, of course, the universe has to keep showing that anger to us. So then that makes more things to be angry about.
Yes.
It's that law of attraction. And then it just becomes the volcano
Exactly.
or shoved down so deep that it's becoming the physical
Yeah, exactly.
outcomes of that.
Yes.
So, all right, butterfly in the sky, do
I'm gonna naturally, I'm gonna hear butterfly now, and I'm gonna start doing that anywhere in
grocery
conversations.
store. Love it.
Or whenever I see Tiffany, I'll start
Right?
then I'll be like, what is
Association.
wrong? And then I'll ask, what's wrong with you?
No, you won't. You're gonna go walk away and be like, I'm not with her.
Also that, yeah.
Also that.
Tracy, is Daniel on the Three Eye Atlas?
Oh, I haven't asked. I'm sorry, the answer that's coming in is cracking me up. No, I'm not that cool.
I was I got no loud too. So, I'm
Was the I'm not
that
that
cool.
cool.
That's funny.
That's funny. Yeah, I'm seeing a lot of different things coming out on that. It'll be interesting because we were talking about the Atlas and that it's whatever you believe it is going to become your reality. And so I'm kind of excited to see what surfaces with that for people. So keep dreaming it. It'll happen.
Absolutely.
She unmuted. I'm excited.
This question's from Lee. I had three blue light beings appear beside my bed. I acknowledged them and remember nothing after that. Who were they and why me? Thank you.
We're going to tell you to go get a QHHT session
Yes.
because we could only speculate who
Because
that
it's like,
is.
why not you?
But you know, and why not you? Yeah. You have that
Usually if there's,
answer.
usually you're probably one of them. It's something they come and visit is what they all these beings do, you know. So and I love they come when we're in bed, we're asleep, things like that, because that's when our conscious mind is not so defensive and blocking everything. So we can be receptive. But yeah, QHHT session, you can that's a wonderful question to ask.
QHHTofficial.com. Find a practitioner. That's where you want to go. You'll look for one in your area. There is something for every single person's budget. So please go check it out. Support these practitioners. They would love to take you on that journey. I mean, who wouldn't want to take you on that journey? That'd be a fun thing to find out.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you ask questions. Did you get to this part that you have access to that part of you that has all the answers and that part of you knows exactly what was going on at that point. And I mean, anything we do is speculation. I mean, they'd be pretty good speculation, but it's speculation. And but to get the exact answer, you make contact with your own higher self and you get the answers.
Yeah.
And
And
that's what happens in a QHHT session.
we don't want to influence that either. Like
No.
you already have something you
Yes.
are probably already aware of and have an idea of. And if we're sitting here rattling off any ideas, it might take away from your experience. So we don't want to do that to
Yeah, good point.
you. Thank you.
Gonna be a fun session.
Yeah. You probably got people that are listening going, I'll do it.
Exactly.
All right. The princess in the sky is unmuted. She's going to talk to us.
Oh, someone asked, did you say QHT? It's QHHT. This is from Team Ginger.
Yay, Michigan. Woo!
Yeah. Michigan.
I'll put a link.
We'll get the
Also on
reactions in
the
there.
QHHT, I'll put a link under. We'll put links under the videos as well.
I
So,
already have, yeah, I
okay,
have. Oh,
perfect.
no, I will have to put one. You're right. All
Hi,
right.
Team Ginger.
Hi, Priestess of Metaphysical Hour. I get pop-in, quote-unquote pop-in guides while meditating. They usually don't talk. They go away and wait a long time to return, if at all. Meaning?
They pop in, they don't speak.
Yep. They go away and wait a long time to return, if at all. Do you think there's a meaning to it?
Yeah, they're just letting you know they're there.
They're
That's.
probably telepathically.
Yeah.
So, telepathy, the more that I understand it, is not just like us communicating verbally. It's not just a verbal communication. And it's how you feel, what are your senses. It's all of the clairs can be activated in that. And I think that's going to be the amazing part of as we keep evolving. We're going to be in the world that we're creating because it can't be any other way. We're going to be so in tune with each other that we'll know if somebody is hiding something or lying or all that because of how we're
Can't
feeling.
you already tell that? Can you?
We already are, and it's just going to get more and more heightened. And won't it be so freeing when all the secrets are out and all the little hidden things are no longer hidden? You know, it's like it's just so freeing. But all those things are third dimensional experiences, and they were part of being in a third dimensional reality. So now, as we evolve out of that, we won't have that anymore. And it feels so. I think I talked about this before, but many years ago, I had a dream where I went through this bubble. And when I went through the bubble, one side of it was the third dimension, and the other side was the fifth dimension. Now, at the time, I didn't understand what was happening, but as I went through that what is the outer layer of a bubble, the membrane. As I went through the
Outer
membrane of that bubble, it was like any fear-based anything,
mm.
any pain, anything was gone. And
Nice.
in the dream, I got to feel what that felt like to have that completely gone. All judgment, all fear, all pain, all anything. And it lasted for a little bit because there was still more of that dream to go. And I was in that state during that dream. And that was one of the most impactful things. When I woke up, I was
Oh
like,
gosh.
no, I want to go back to how that felt. You know, and it's like,
Yeah.
but we
Yeah.
aren't going there. And at the
Mm-hmm.
time, I didn't know anything about ascension. This was a lot of years ago. And I remember telling my mom about the dream. And as we keep getting more and more into the ascension process, my mom's always like, this is just like your dream. This
Wow,
is
she
just like
remembers
your
it.
dream.
Wow.
Oh yeah, it was powerful. So I can't find the journal that I put it in, but somebody wants to be in
Look
the
how
show.
big he is.
He grew up, didn't he?
Oh my
This is
goodness.
Galahad for anyone that
He's
hasn't
tall,
met him
right?
yet. Yeah, you want to know how
Hello?
big?
Help me.
Oh, he's just gonna get
Hello,
up
sir.
on the
Oh,
table. This is a first.
I
Okay.
want to be
Oh,
part of the
no.
show.
You are a part of the show. There you go. That was cute. I know. Now he thinks it's a thing. Okay. Nope. 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 You said. Anyways.
But
Yeah.
remember, and that's part of what we say is like if you can imagine it, which you can, you were shown it. So now as you remember that you can bring it in all the time, and that just keeps it bringing rather than us, hey, we're getting there, we are, but this is a way for us when we're shown these pieces, we can bring them here and closer.
I think
And
he
we
just
just,
feels the love.
yeah, he does.
Desiree said he came in during the 5D talk. He's ready.
He is ready. Yeah.
Yes. Now, what Ginger, what I was or team, I'm assuming your name is Ginger, but maybe you're redheaded. I don't know what team Ginger is. It probably is redheaded, funny a bit. Anyway,
We're making assumptions, but it's
we
kind of,
are. That's an assumption.
yeah.
What I was getting was when you see, it's like I was hearing reminder as you were talking. I just heard reminder, reminder. So I'm wondering, that makes me wonder about what you were thinking maybe at some, either before the meditation or the points and stuff. Like, are you needing reminding that of your team, of your guides or something? And so that's where they pop in. It's like, we're still here. You know, we got you. Yeah, because I'm just hearing reminder.
Yeah.
Her name is Lisa. Ginger is her dog.
Oh.
Oh, cool.
I know.
Okay.
All this time, we never knew your name was Lisa.
No.
You have been part of our family for a very long time.
Yeah.
All
I've just been
right.
calling you Ginger.
Now, the bigger challenge is next week, will I remember your name is Lisa? Oh.
True. Yep.
So, all
Very
right.
nice. Yeah.
Very nice. Thank you for sharing that with us. And so Ginger is the dog. So there we are, assuming, and we were wrong. Look at, I've got a Z going on where Galahad had put his little paw.
Oh, you sure do. I from here, I can see it now, your Z, but it looks like a triangle,
Oh.
which could look like an ET marking, you know?
Oh yeah, we could totally be like, oh, they're working on my throat chakra.
Maybe he was
Yeah, he might have been. Here, you need this.
doing my interview work.
Zorro.
Yep.
Get in there, clean that up.
Oh,
So,
goodness. All right.
all right, do we have any more questions, or you want us to keep talking about the dog?
You can always talk about the dog.
Know, he's so cute. Yeah.
This question is from Amber. What message is a person not seeing if there's reoccurring suicidal thoughts or overwhelming dark energy?
Suicidal thoughts. Well, one, when we come in, especially a lot of the volunteers, it was like, this isn't what they really thought it was going to be. You know, it was like, it's a lot more challenging than they had ever imagined. And so that's where some of that is. Oh, it won't be Tiff. But one of the things I found when I, in doing session, I found somebody, and this, I feel like this is where a lot of it comes from, maybe in a lot of people, is the person never said anything to me in the interview or in the talking to her, anything about suicide or want having thoughts of it or anything. But her session, she went back to a life where she had committed suicide. And then when we got to the higher self to ask what that was about, then it was saying, well, she's done this many times before. And we wanted to show her that this is a pattern and you need to do something different. So, you know, being aware that this is your pattern. It's not that things are that bad. It's that this is your pattern and you get to this point every time and you just say, I'm done. So consider that this could be a pattern. Oh, I'm getting the truth bumps all over my legs as I'm saying
Yeah.
this. So I feel like that's why
Such a
this is coming
powerful
up.
share, yeah.
Yeah. And so really look at that, embrace it, where, you know, ask it. It's just like, it's no different than the cancer in the breast. Now you're going to say it's totally different, but it's not. It's something that's trying to get your attention and it wants to teach you something. It wants you to understand it. It's that's, but it's getting this overwhelming thing because it wants you to look at it. Okay. And that's, and thank you for asking because now that's what you're doing. You're saying, hey, I'm aware of you. I acknowledge you. Now, what can I do? So embrace it. Ask it. Actually, talk to this dark, heavy energy, this feeling. It's not an entity. It's just, it's this feeling. We were talking about the feelings earlier. They may feel like entities, but it's just they have, you know, they're things. We create these things for us to learn. And so I don't want to give the impression that there's evil entities out there. There's not. We have feelings. There's a lot of emotions, and those we create with our emotions. And we create things that look scary and mean and ugly, and it's just our own stuff. so that we will look at it and understand it. And so that's what I want you to do. My challenge here is to just look at it.
And
Hey, I'll be the first to admit when there's something ugly and scary in front of me, I'm going to go run and I'm going to pull the blanket over my head and go away, go away. But through all this process, they've taught me this. It's like, just look at me
just
and
look
ask me
at
what
it.
I'm trying to teach you. Ask me what I want you to know. And that's embracing it when you do that. Just talk to it. It's like, what are you trying to tell me?
Yeah. And love that part of you that, that's up against this and feeling this energy. Love, love all of it as much as you can. Gratitude. If you can't find love, thank you for showing me that something's going on that I'm ready to look at, because it wouldn't be happening for you if you weren't ready for it. So we're all just holding gratitude and holding space for you right now that you are ready
Oh
to
my
look at
gosh. Oh,
this.
who just did that? Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
Oh,
you're ready to look at this, and we're here with
really
you.
strong.
Yeah, we're
The
holding that
love
space with you, and
is
you are
huge.
loved, and we see you, and you are important. So
You
just
are
know.
here for a reason.
Yeah. And one of the things as volunteers, sometimes we feel collectively the energy as well. Something there's resonating with it, but you can feel it on a collective level. So let's just hold space collectively to release these deeper frequencies that are feeling intense and scary. And as we all can do that, then that can clear it even faster. So, but yeah, we love you.
And it, okay,
And
something
just,
just came in. It's not about, I don't know who's saying, it's not about pushing it away. It's not
it's
about
not about pushing it
when you
away.
said clearing it, see that's when it came in. It was like, I wonder if we maybe sometimes are in a hurry to clear something. And it's like
Shifting the in,
they want you
yeah.
to feel this. They want you to embrace it. They really want you to understand it and walk through it. It's not about get away, get away, get
No,
away.
it's not
So I don't
about
know if
get
that's what you've
away.
been doing or
We
what, but it's
talked
like,
about
don't
that
do that.
earlier.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
go through it, fully embrace it.
One of
Really
the
trying to show you
things,
something.
yeah, one of the things you're reminding me is somebody brought Daniel up earlier. Is Daniel showed me everything is energy, including this feeling. This feeling is energy. So when you can embrace it, when you can look at it, then it can shift and repurpose that energy into a higher frequency or something that feels better. And so, yeah, no matter which way we look at it, it's just being with that. And maybe if you have people that are around you that are supportive, they can be with you when you're looking at that, and help you to move through that and repurpose that into a higher frequency, a new assignment. I like to say, let's give
Oh,
it a new
nice.
assignment.
I love that.
So, yeah. Energy, everything's energy. And it's like when we start to understand that, that's when that beautiful power of manifestation gets even better. So, anyways, thank you for trusting us with that question and putting that out there, because you weren't the only one that needed to hear it. So thank you for your bravery in that, and for letting us hold space with you. Yeah.
Oh, there's so much love in this group. Oh, gosh, it's
Yeah.
so great.
So, okay. What else do we want to talk about?
Oh, I'm hearing pull a card.
Oh, okay. I got something new to do, and
Oh, okay.
I felt compelled to do this today. So I have this little box of runes, and
She got those with me and Monica.
I did.
Oh my God.
Thank you for recognizing that. So, I'm not always a big fond. I'm not that fond of the book that came with it. So what did I do?
Just made up your own
I
book.
wrote my own.
Yep.
So let's find out what the runes have to say for the collective today. Doesn't that just sound? Can you hear it? I don't know if my microphone drowned that out or if you could hear it. Okay, how many?
Three.
Great. That's what I got too. All right.
Oh, okay, cool. Me
Wow.
too. Woo, cool.
Two. Great. Okay. Now, patience as I find it on here. The other thing is I have to find which way to hold it so it matches. Okay. Somebody needs to know the answer is yes.
Okay.
Okay. We might get more clarity with the next one. Let's see. Time to read the room. What are your mirrors? What is around you? This is what we were talking about today. I love it. And then it's time to do it different this time. Choose you.
That was that last. What was the last thing we just said?
Right? Very, very
Yeah,
cool.
choose you this time.
Yeah. So the answer being yes, there's something, it feels like if you're up against something where you're trying to make a choice about something that's going on, it's about choosing you and saying yes to you. What do you want? That's kind of what I'm getting with all of that. And read the room. What's your mirrors around you? What's going on? How are you reacting? What brought you to this place of having the question in the first place? All kinds of fun things. Anyways,
Cool.
those are my answers to the runes. I feel like we get a bonus one. Let's see what we get.
Okay. Da, da, da.
I think we do need that. I have to find it on here. I'll get better at this as I use it more.
That's probably how she did the cards the very in the beginning. That's how I did them.
Oh,
You're looking at it, it's
it's
like,
about me
what does this
holding
mean?
this a different way. There it is. I was like, where is this one? Okay. You are emerging from a lesson and it gets easier. It's about to get easier. All of those were in alignment.
Yes.
That's really cool. That was fun. Thank you for letting me do that with just grabbing that out. I didn't know why I felt like I wanted to do that today, but there it was, and I did it.
Cool.
Okay. So, Tiffany, you should pull a card with what did you get? The puppy cards?
Oh, they're in the other room. Hold, please.
Okay.
Okay, we have 3 minutes, so quickly.
She's
While she's
running.
doing that, we can go ahead. Anything QHHT, if you want a session, if you want to become a practitioner, if you want to come to one of our retreats when we're getting closer to having another one set, anything to do with QHHT, go to QHHTofficial.com. And Tracy has a coupon code if you would like to be a practitioner.
Yeah, if you want to be a practitioner, get signed up, use the code The Magic Is Real to get money off. We don't know how much. It used to be like a 10%, but you'll get money off, use The Magic Is Real, and that'll get you a discount. And join the family. Yeah. It was fun to meet people this last weekend that are practitioners that were at the event. So that was fun.
It's a big family.
It is. And we're all so friendly. We just say hello and so it's fun because you'll have something in common, right? Like
Well, these
there's
are places where you can just be your weird self. I mean, it's okay and you're accepted.
yeah.
Nobody's gonna look at you like you have three eyes and a horn. It's just
Right, yeah. So you can come up and talk portals and astral travel and past lives and alien lifetimes and water worlds and
Absolutely. I think Tiffany has her gun. We have like 1 minute. So we're gonna have
okay,
to.
Tiff.
Okay. It is, I'm trying to look up what this means, but it's fine. It's a dog with ice cream and two bones in a cup. So I say, treat yourself. I
It's all about you at the end of this show.
Yeah,
Love
what do you
yourself, treat
want? What
yourself.
do you want?
It's time to say yes to you. There you go.
I love
I love
it.
it. All right. Do we want to shout out to
My book, Soul Speak, the magic of your body, the language of your body.
Volume
It
two, The Magic of Your Body. She hasn't written it yet. You'll have to wait 7 years.
Exactly. Okay, well, thank you for that. And thank you, everyone. Love you, love you, love you. Thank you for being here and being you and being here.
Yes.
here. We're all here. And thank you, Tracy. Thank you, Tiffany.
Thank you, everybody. Tiffany, mwah, little goddess in the sky, butterfly. Bye, everybody.